Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
I'm coming.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I'm okay.
Come on, they're waiting for us.
One in five children still lives with the dangerous effects of secondhand smoke, causing bronchitis, pneumonia, and even asthma attacks. Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke and how to protect the air we all breathe.
Well, since taking office, Attorney General Gentner Drummond has been working tirelessly to cut down on the illegal grow operations throughout the state. I had the opportunity to catch up with the Attorney General at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Winter Policy Meeting to talk about how his office is tackling these issues.
There's a confidential website that you can click, and you can give us data about what you think is an illegal grow. That resulted, so a rural resident in Muskogee County on December 6th gave us some data, and we researched and we subpoenaed utility records, we did aerial drone overflights, we determined that this is a bad group. And last week we followed a vehicle out of there and busted that vehicle in Wagner County. That led us back to probable cause in Muskogee County, where we did a bus where we had Sinaloa and cartel members mm-hmm. that we arrested, that gave us lead to the stash house in Bixby, Oklahoma, a half a million dollar structure that had troves of cash, guns, illegal marijuana, and financial records. Then gave us leads to go replieve all sorts of things. So, and that all came from
one
person giving us a tip. So on a daily basis, we shut down an illegal grow, and another 14 voluntarily shut down.
Talk a little bit about, you've been in the OCA, you're a lifetime member, so you're talking to the OCA today. Talk a little bit about how your office is basically doing a lot of these things to help farmers and ranchers protect their land.
Right, so what we have seen is over 100,000 acres of Oklahoma have been purchased by foreign nationals illegally. Mm-hmm. And we have now a requirement that as of November 1, if you transfer land and you are receiving it, you have to sign an affidavit that you're a legal resident of Oklahoma and qualified to buy land. Now that'll give me, that won't discourage illegal guys. They'll still do it, but they'll commit a felony through perjury, give me another ground to prosecute them. But our objective is to root out those that illegally own land in Oklahoma, replieve it mm-hmm. through legal action, give it back to the sheriff, let the sheriff auction it at sheriff sales, and put it back into the hands of residents of the respective counties through which these illegal guys have been buying up our land.
To hear my complete conversation with the Attorney General, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional report at zero this week, unchanged. Extreme drought or worse, also at 0%, unchanged from the past 3 weeks. Severe drought or worse is at 1.67%, unchanged from last week. Moderate drought, now at 15.01%, also unchanged. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions are still at 34.19, also unchanged from last week. According to the 6 to 10 day precipitation outlook map, the majority of the state around a 70 to 80% chance of rain through January the 27th. In the northwest part, there's about a 60 to 70% chance of rain. And then the western half of the panhandle leaning above that 40 to 50% chance of rain through January the 27th. You've got farm news on Ron. In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.